the fully geek. Hit it. Yes. Welcome everybody to episode 187 of Fully Geek Pod.
Shout out
to Merv. It's just the two of us this week.
Peace.
Every man just forgot that they had jobs and they all just we agreed a certain time, no man turned up, so we're gonna roll. We may be joined by Marley Marl. We may not. Who knows? Yeah. But Rich is otherwise occupied and Kel just didn't even bother put his excuses in the group. He just said he's not going. So let's see what's going on. Boy, what's going on? If it's all good.
Yeah, man.
All right, good. Well, we've done podcasts with just the two of us before. So
Yeah.
It's natural. This time we ain't got Richard sulking or any of those type of things. And I ain't even going to be one of them spiteful ones where I start saying stuff about them behind their back like they did to me. So let's just keep it real. Right now, I'm not going to lie to you, it's getting cold. I'm having to wear blankets and stuff. And one of the workers at work said to me, it's going to be almost minus today. I said, what? He said, yeah, it's supposed to be hella cold today. And then I got a message, an alert saying, Spain's going to be hitting almost 40. I don't understand. We're not that far away from Spain.
Bro, it looks like we're not that far away from the end, boy. You can't be the way this weather's going on.
Brother, 100%, brother. I had football training today with a little one about half an hour before football was supposed to be started. I got a message. Due to the continuous rain and weather, football has been cancelled. So I just thought, I just thought them not to go watch Super Mario World. We hadn't watched it, so I thought, you know what? Let me just use this time and go and watch it. I think I missed the beginning bit. There's a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
But I don't think I missed anything yet, so I'm all right.
Did you like it, though?
The kids did. I think it was an ode to all of the... I liked little things. There was things I liked in it. So there was things like the Donkey Kong. You know, like references to the games.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was sick. So, like, even the bit where he's fighting Donkey Kong. Yeah. And then, like, he's going up and down those kind of levels. Like, what Donkey Kong used to be like. And I rated that. I thought, that's sick. So I started going, that's the game, Donkey Kong. Like, okay, cool, Dad. All right, if you say so. And then, like, I just thought it was sick, like, in the sense that it stayed true to a lot of the Super Mario games, like, the earlier games, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers, and it was nice seeing, like, Blue Shell and all them kind of things. You know, like, that stuff, and obviously, they've kind of set up, like, after the two post-credit things, like, has the potential to be a second version, like Mario Brothers 2 with Yoshi. Although, in there, didn't we see Yoshi's running around?
Yeah, but not the Yoshi that we know, the green one, isn't it? Because it's all different colours apart from green.
But in Super Mario, was it Super Mario 1 on the Super Nintendo? You could go on different colour Yoshis.
We're in a Super Mario World, yeah.
Yeah, he's got different... He used to be able to go on the cape, he can fly, he used to be able to, stick your tongue out and all that stuff, That was cool. It was like I said, it was all right. I don't know if it's better than Sonic, though.
This is why the thing is, you know how I feel about Sonic already, but
I know you hating Sonic. Or you dislike
the story, like this Mario was good in it in terms of fans. Like I think it ticks all the boxes of fan service. It does, my right. But it ticks all the service boxes of fan service. But the story was kind of whack, man.
Like, it was just like Bowser wants to marry Peach, and then
I thought you had a home run doing it in CGI because you didn't have to rely on any kind of like literally live human beings to just do any. Like, you had a home run, you could literally do anything. All you had to do was make a good story. I know it's for kids as well.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be complex, but
it was definitely for
even kids. For a kid's story, I'm just like, and it was quite rushed as well, isn't it? Like, I did kind of like the beginning angle that they were just plumbers in New York, I like that bit, but. And it just went, click your fingers, we're just into it straight away. Right, so, hopefully if they do a second one.
Yeah, like I said, it wasn't the worst film. I've seen worse. But how I am with animations, isn't it? But I mean, like, I didn't leave there thinking, wow, that was sick.
But yeah, neither did I. I wanted to, but I'm just like, I have to be honest. Man,
it was just all right. Like, but I think it was done mad numbers anyway, innit?
And
it was still do mad numbers because the kids rated it. Like, the kids liked it in that sense. You hear me? So, I'm saying to them, this is the bit from Mario Kart, like before they go to Rainbow World and like Rainbow when the Rainbow, and then they go, kids go, that's the music from Mario Kart. So like for them, it's very relevant to them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for real.
I think if I put on the, was it 93 version? The one with, what's my man's name? You know the live action version of Super Mario, the original
Bob Hoskins and...
I don't know if the kids will probably look at me like, what the hell is this, Dad? Like, this is nonsense. But I've expected that film to somehow be a cult classic now, but it isn't. You know that sometimes...
The original.
You know, like sometimes you watch a film, you think it's dead, but you know in years to come, like you'll still rate, like, I don't know, there'll be something that makes you go, no, that film's all right. I didn't get that.
This is one of them, let's hope it's just forgotten.
But like I said, Super Mario, like, shout them out, it was good. I understood that Nintendo, I remember, I think after the first one flopped, Nintendo didn't want to lease, or not lease, give away any of their kind of characters for films and that.
Yeah, that's true. Because everyone's saying like they hope that they do like a Zelda movie now. And I don't know what they would do with that, because obviously like Link's silent, isn't it? He's just like silent all the time. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with...
And I think that would be a different one, because like, would he be going on like some mad mission? Like, I feel like people would take it too far and make it epic, like some Lord of the Rings or one of them kind of them big mass missions that you're going through worlds and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. But you're right though. It is doing good in the box office. It's close to a billion almost.
That's what I'm saying. You can't, like, can't
globally, isn't it? Like $871.
Can't complain at all.
Yeah, 871 million.
Can't complain at all, man. But yeah, no, that one's definitely good. I'm looking forward to be going to cinema again soon, but I ain't really seen nothing major. I know that we've got Guardians of the Galaxy coming out.
Yeah,
I think Fast whatever stupid
Fast X.
Is now.
Yeah.
I am the thing about Fast is I ain't watched a lot of them yet, like recently. But I think, because this has got Momoa in it, Jason Momoa. Look at me, Momoa. Yeah, Jason Momoa. I feel like I want to watch it just because he's in it now.
Yeah.
But I feel that's how they got me with The Rock. And that's how they got me with, you know, like every, like.
Yeah, it's true. They put one person there, it's like, no, I've got to see this now that they've come in.
Yeah. But I'm hoping, this is the last one though, isn't it?
No, I think they got one more afterwards, at least.
I don't want to watch it now. Do you know, like, I thought it was going to be the last one? I'll go and watch it because it's the last one.
Yeah, no, I still got one more, I think, same director. But yeah, like, I feel like most of the films that came out like in the last couple of weeks, handful of films that were just coming out. I know they've got the Evil Dead coming out, that one. I think that's already out, but I lie to you, I'm not going to watch it by myself, bro.
Fair enough.
I like my horror, but I remember the last time I watched The Evil Dead, I was with Dan and Rich that time, and we were still shocked, bro.
The thing is, I don't mind the horrors thing. It's where certain times it's like the zombie things or like things that are, you know, like, they're not real. I don't know, man. I just get a little bit like, no, I don't watch it.
That film does stuff to you, man, but it doesn't feel right.
Oh, yeah, Evil Dead Rise is out. Evil Dead Rise is out.
Yeah.
There's another film that's called Renfield. I don't know what that's
yeah, called. That's basically about Dracula's, you know, like Dracula has a servant in it.
Yeah.
He turns like a human servant into like basically to look after him. So like Renfield, what's his name? Nicholas Holt plays his character. Nicholas Cage's.
Vampire thing. Yeah.
But it looks mad. Like I probably want to see it, but I don't know if I'd actually rush to the cinema to go and see it.
I want to watch. There's one I just seen called Missing. I did want to watch that one. I might go watch that tomorrow. To be fair, if we're not gonna be doing pod, Missing. It's got what is her name? I can't remember. But that one looks good. That one definitely looked good. Like I'd Google that one. Missing's good. It looks good.
Oh, it's got the girl that was in Wheel of Time. Not Wheel of Time.
That same one that I'm thinking of.
But Wheel of Time, that's what it's called. Wheel of Time, and she was in The Last of Us, isn't it, Dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why I definitely want to watch that one.
Yes, Storm Reid.
Storm Reed. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah, yeah. So that's what I want to watch. I want to watch. Look at me not Googling today, so I don't even know people's names. But yeah, there's been a lot going on recently. Some not so fun. Some people probably don't care. But for those that don't know, the British Deputy Prime Minister, Dominic Raab, he resigned last week. I think basically he resigned to Rishi Sunak because he got done, well, he was accused of being bullied, like a bully and a bully.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously in this day and age, you can't do anything. So he's resigned. Oh. And I think they've got someone new in place already.
Yeah, they did. They're hiring the person, but they announced it pretty quick, though, isn't it?
Yeah, swift. But I'm not really sure because I was thinking to myself, it's not a general election this year. I think it's a local election.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the Prime Minister's in, it doesn't really make a difference. They'll just keep on swapping and changing how they see fit, to be honest. But it doesn't look good for Rishi Sunak because there's been so many members of the party that have had to be resigned or have had to be sacked.
For real.
It's a lot. British politics just looks a mess. It just looks a bit of a mess.
Do you know, sometimes I forget he's Prime Minister, you know. I feel like he's not in the limelight as much as the others were.
Yeah, no.
Even when I do see him, I think, oh yeah, you're a Prime Minister. It just I don't know, unless he's just really busy just doing work in the background, which it just doesn't stick out like the rest of them.
I think when you're so used to Boris, and Boris always been at the forefront of everything, and
like, yeah, for real.
He can't have a week without him being on a news article. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's that kind of thing. Rishi's Just fall back. Let's just do policies. And...
true. Yeah, probably a good thing. He's just probably thinking, like, you know what? I don't want to be known with these prime ministers.
Yeah, you can't be out there, man. You can't be outside. But, which brings me to Diane Abbott, Labour MP for Hackney. She made a response to a letter. I think the letter might have been in the Telegraph.
Yeah, I think.
Telegraph. And basically, they had said that, I think a reader had said that, like, white people such as, like, Jews, Irish and travellers have never experienced racism. So it's not always just against people of colour or whatever. And then I think Diane kind of made a comment that said that, no, they can receive prejudice, like being prejudiced, but they don't have to live this every day of their life kind of thing. Which at some point, four people thought, okay, cool, it was whatever. But again, now they've got her for being anti-Semitic. So they have not frozen her membership to a party, but they've kind of relieved her of her duties at the moment while they're doing the investigation.
Yeah. Didn't they say that she's suspended?
Yeah, they suspended
her. Yeah,
they suspended her, which is mad. Like she's, but I don't know. Again, Diane's a big woman now, man. Like Diane's like 70. I don't think she's gonna want to 69. I don't know if she's gonna want to go again anyway. Do you know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it really is meaning that you really can't. You've got to be very careful about what you say about anything now.
No, for real. And yeah, the whole conversation around racism, man, it's deep because obviously we don't want to like. I know for like obviously black people, it's not a situation where like all lives matter sort of thing. But it's when you think about like we're going through what we go through, but then again, what do we know about any other people that struggle? I mean,
100%, and that's and I think from what I interpreted it was, I think she wasn't trying to say they've never experienced it. You know, like she was just saying, yeah, but I don't know, not we've experienced it more or it's more apparent because obviously there were some things that we can't hide from.
Yeah.
Like you can on the phone, you can be somebody, they won't know who you are. Like, and if you have a quote unquote British sounding name, they really don't know who you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you slap on a traditional surname or any of that, or dare I say, traditional first name, that obviously they start saying, okay, they can make judgments of you before they even know you.
Exactly.
And I guess for the random normal name, you like an Irish name or Jewish name, they might not be able to make those same kind of judgments.
Yeah. I suppose everything is about assumption, isn't it? Really?
100%.
I think that's where we need to be careful. Like, yeah, we might have our is it prejudice? Not prejudice, but like preconceived.
Yeah, we definitely have our preconceived ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. And some probably underlying prejudice because that's the culture of of society we live in, isn't it? It's like,
but, and I also think that is, that's what you call it though. You see, that's the only way we're going to know though, isn't it? We're only ever going to know, like, that comes from a place of knowledge, or we don't know something. So for us to know that, we have to learn about it. So it's about education. For somebody to be able to make a comment like that, they then have to be educated and to say, okay, well, look, this is why X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Not chastised for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it's true.
And that's my thing. I just think we're all, for all of us, it's education, isn't it? There are a lot of things that, and I even looked at films. I relate this to films. So the other day I watched, I came in and American Pie Wedding was on.
Yeah.
And I watched like about 25 minutes. And I sat there and I said, oh, this could never get made today.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, but it's a film that realistically, it's not a harmful film.
No.
Yeah. It's just, it's just like when we were growing up, it's just bants. Like, it's just funny.
Yeah.
You couldn't make that.
It was a film for the times as well. And like, times are constantly evolving, man. Things change
constantly
every year, if anything.
Yeah, I even looked, could you make White Chicks again?
Probably not.
You'd never be able to make White Chicks. Like, obviously, we knew that the Wayans brothers were not small, petite white girls.
Mm-hmm.
They're big black men, innit? Like, it was, that was part of the whole comedy, was that you could see that they were, like, even when you looked at the girls, like, afterwards when they were all there, you could see, come on, there was no way that your bridges thought that this was you. But no, again, exactly. You can't, those things again couldn't happen today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's very interesting. And have you seen the whole rigmarole of what's been going on Twitter?
I've heard about, I saw someone that that used to go to my school, like, he had like a blue tick and apparently it was removed. That's all I saw. I think, what's going on now?
Like, yeah, so everyone on Twitter used to have blue ticks. Like, they used to be able to authentic, like, see that. So for example, we could have Fully Geek Pod. We can say that with a podcast, they could do the checks, whatever, and we would be assigned a blue tick, which meant that anything that was said was generally from us.
Yeah,
and it was good for certain businesses or people in the limelight, celebs, whatever it was. Yeah, because you knew that, for example, if I made a statement and it's from my Twitter, it's me that made the statement.
Yeah.
Or on behalf of me. Well, then basically they took all the blue, they took the blue ticks away. Yeah. And you had to verify it by like putting a mobile number or a number on it.
Yeah.
And then you also had to pay like some form of payment. Yeah. For you to be able to have the blue tick. So now if a man has a blue tick, it means he paid for it.
Yeah.
Which, it's whatever, isn't it? Like, if it benefits you like that. But then basically, Elon Musk or whoever, Twitter, they realized that loads of celebs and that weren't turning around and paying for their blue ticks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's loads of people started getting blue ticks again. And Elon Musk apparently has tweeted, said that, oh, some people have got blue ticks again because we've covered the costs, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, but right now it looks like if you've got a blue tick, you paid for it.
Mm.
But obviously, like, for him to have some kind of merit for his thing, and they're saying, okay, look, he's paid for some of them. But what they said is, they originally said that it was basically to stop fake accounts and the spreading of misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not paying. It's $8 a month.
What?
$8 a month.
That's like a streaming subscription, man.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
More than that. Well, yeah, maybe when it converts it to pound.
$8 a month. I have no idea what that means. Like, what is it, like, what does it do for you? Like, if we get it, people are just going to think that we paid for it.
Oh, just like anything, man, it's just another way of making money, isn't it?
100%.
Like, if there's a thing, okay, people want to use our platform, and, like, people, obviously, like, the people that properly use social media properly, like, whether you're a celebrity or just the average person, when you use that platform properly, and in fact, you probably don't become average anymore if it's successful. Like, you know what? You want to get famous and popular out of my thing, pay me for it, innit?
Mm.
It's almost like some sort of tax.
It's weird. I don't know, just especially because some of these social medias are all free, innit?
Yeah.
And I guess they make their money from advertising or what have you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just weird that Elon Musk decided to go down that way. But it's not my platform. You know what I mean? Do what you want, innit?
Yeah. Speaking of which, just quickly about just money as well. Like, Netflix are... Did you hear about Netflix? Like, they're stopping their sort of physical media now. Because remember, they used to be Love Film?
Yes.
Like, and used to, yeah, they're, so they're, I think they're stopping that month or very soon. Or...
But the maddest thing is, I didn't even know they still did that.
Yeah, neither did I, but they're still doing it. I think also as well, you know, like the password sharing.
Yeah.
They're looking to, like, because I think they started in other countries like Canada and other places in the world. Now they're going to do it globally between April and June. So, like, the password sharing thing, like, you're not allowed to do that anymore, isn't it?
But otherwise, my thing is, like, I haven't necessarily password shared on my Netflix yet. But my Netflix is signed in multiple places.
Yeah. Like, no, you mean, yeah, it's just one of them ones, like, you just go there and sign in and
yeah, so like have it, isn't it? Yeah, but even, like, people have it. So, for example, like, I have it at home.
Yeah.
I have it on my work machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I might have it at my mother-in-law's. All those kind of places, they're just there, innit? Yeah. On the kids' computers. The kids all have the Netflix. Do you know what I mean? It's none of those ones, like, they just have it.
I'm curious to know how it's going to work, though.
That's because, my thing is, like, is it going to be that you can't have so many people watching it at one time? Or how are you going to tell me that they're both not my Netflix accounts? Or do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to do, like, it's sort of based on IP address or location. Or they might do, like, a Sky Go, where, you know, like, Sky Go, you only got limited devices. But I wonder if they're going to do it like that.
Because I originally thought that, because Netflix originally, this was years ago. So, like, my dad had my Netflix account. My aunt had my Netflix account. No, was it on Netflix? Yes, they did. And then one day, I tried to log on to watch, I think it must have been Power at the time or something like that, yeah? You know when Power used to come on every Sunday?
Yeah.
So I've gone on to log on, and it said, you've reached the maximum amount of devices. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And basically, because they were both watching the Netflix at the same time, innit?
Yeah.
So then they said to me I had to pay a little bit more for my Netflix account so I could get on 4 devices.
Yeah.
So that's what I did, because ultimately I can't tell adults they got to come off and stop watching TV.
They're like, I'm going to sleep.
Like, although I'm paying for it, I wanted to cuss in it, but it's like, all right, cool, they're big people, therefore just allow it. So that's my thing. Unless they're saying that there's only so many devices that can watch Netflix at the same time, I don't know how they're going to do it.
It's true, yeah. I'm curious, man. Because it's like they're ready to go now, basically. So they must have sorted out all the logistics of it.
I have noticed on most of the platforms now, they do this thing where you know, where you try to sign in before you just put your password in, it goes. They're like, no, you now need to scan it with your phone. So you scan it with your phone and then you press the button or whatever. And obviously, obviously, because it's now, like, for example, even on Apple TV, I did it on my Sky.
Yeah.
Like, you sign in, you do the QR code.
Yeah.
And then, because it's obviously registered to your account, it counts on your phone, It then authorizes it and then it plays. So I don't know if they're going to do something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Yeah. So I don't know. Interesting. But I also, oh my gosh. I just wanted to give you a shout out. Your team got promoted to the National Football League.
Come on.
Yeah. I know you didn't watch the game, but, like, what did it make you feel like, bro?
You know what? Yeah, I didn't watch. Obviously, I didn't know it was on at all. It just came up on my phone. I was like, and because I watched the whole series, isn't it? Welcome to Wrexham. It's like the minute I see the word Wrexham, I'm like, what's happening, isn't it? And like, I see promoted to thing. I thought, well done, man. Well done. Well deserved.
They spent a lot of money, but they got promoted, man.
Yeah, the journey was a tough one. Man.
Yeah, it's very, to be honest, it's very hard to get out of that league, because only one team gets promoted automatically, and then one team has to go through the playoffs. So literally two teams go up from into the Football League, wherein between all the other leagues, there's usually about 3 or 4, especially those leagues, it's about 3 or 4 teams that get promoted and relegated. So basically, once you're up into that National League, you're okay. And you can, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get relegated. So, for example, when my brother played for Forest Green, they got promoted, and then they've been in the Football League for the past, say, 6-7 years. And they've gone up a couple of divisions, but this season they're doing dead, so they're going to get relegated.
Yeah.
But you can go between the actual league teams and never have to go back.
Okay, I get you.
So Wrexham, I think Wrexham got automatic promotion, and I think Notts County is in the playoffs, so hopefully they'll be the other team that goes up, because they're very good as well.
Yeah. Nice, it's good, man. Like, obviously, like Ryan Reynolds and I can't remember the other guy now. I know his name's Rob. I can't remember his surname, but yeah, good investment, boy. I was worried that kind of, like, I hope he's just not doing it for the show and got a little money from Disney Plus and whatever, and then it's like, was off to go and do the thing, but no, they're proper like committed to it.
Yeah, shout out Rex. No, that's good. I think it'd be good, man. Their Welsh team as well. So hopefully, let's see if they can climb up a little bit further, man.
Yeah.
Your other team, Spurs, they held a beating. Yeah, they held a beating over the weekend. They got sixed up by Newcastle, bruv. Sixed up. 22 minutes, bruv. 22 minutes, they conceded five.
Yeah, when I start seeing scores like that, especially with big teams like that, I'm like, is there any point even finishing the game? Like, I have to just be responsible and go off from.
That's what I said. For me, I would have, I almost feel like if you played on FIFA, yeah?
Yeah.
And a man's 5-0 up in them kind of times, you just put the control pad down. You say, safe, innit? Like, safe. And that's what I thought. I saw one video, this man, they were getting up after 22 minutes. That's why he's going home. But you got to imagine, if he's from London, if he's from London, he might be from up north or something. Yeah? So it might not be that big a deal. But if he's from London, to have travelled over 5 hours to get to Newcastle, to watch the game, to leave after 20 minutes...
Yeah, that's long. That's long. And when did they play Sunday?
They played Sunday, yeah. They played Sunday.
Yeah, and imagine it's like all night as well, you know. So can't even just be like, oh, you know what? I'm in Newcastle.
I'm gonna drown my sorrows. No, he's not going tut tut. He's not hitting the strip, he's not going to Geordie Shores, he's not doing any of it. Not that I've ever done them things, I just put it out there. I mean, those are the things. Oh look, Marlon's coming in. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, so I wouldn't do those things. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Six of the best, man. Six of the best. Arsenal, at the moment, everyone's thinking Arsenal a bit of a bottle job. Evening, sir. I don't think we're a bottle job. However the cards lay, that's how it lays. Man City are looking unstoppable at the moment, though. They're looking unstoppable, and we are playing on Wednesday. So this week I'm smiling. Next week I may not be, but let's see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to the Arsenal FA Youth Cup team, because they're having... the FA Youth Cup final tomorrow against West Ham, and that's why we couldn't record normally on a normal day.
Yeah.
Shout out also to hashtag United. They got promoted. Shout out PK. Shout out Teniola Time. The man then. Well done. Congratulations. I feel bad because Richard and Kel would have really loved this bit, but there was a bit of back and forth over the weekend with Conan and Wiley.
Yeah, what's happening now? Because I saw headlines, but obviously... So I know he's going to talk about it, so let us know, man.
So, basically, Wiley has been known to just talk Wes when he wants to talk Wes kind of thing, yeah? So, Wiley's been talking Wes of, like, Krept and Conan and all the rest of it, like, from time, or just little things. Or maybe he doesn't even talk Wes, he just says things, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Conan took umbrage to this, innit? So, umbrage, he must have seen Wiley out on road, and he's allegedly tried to G-check him.
Yeah.
I think that in his purest sense is whatever. Although Wiley's a big man, like that's in his purest sense, whatever. But he then went to Twitter or he then went to social media and started doing like, yeah, I see Wiley. Wiley didn't want to say nothing. All that kind of stuff. Started talking bare mad talk. Yeah. So then Wiley then responds as Wiley does in the video. He's like, captured. I didn't feel captured. Like you didn't capture me. Like if you want to talk to me, we could have went outside. You didn't want to go outside. Like, you know, like one of those, but it's Wiley, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then Krep then responded again. I said, "Raw, these men are really going back and forth on the social media thing, yeah?" And then he sent his 2 pence off, but then Wiley didn't respond at that point. But then today he came out and Krep, he said, "Life is blessed." Like, you get me? It's a misunderstanding. Man shouldn't have really come out on the social media thing. You get me? I got drawn out. I should have just dealt with it how I needed to deal with it. I didn't need to be out there. Shout out to Godfather. Not shout out to Godfather, but shout out Wiley kind of thing.
Yeah.
So whatever I guess happened is now been blessed.
That's quick beef work.
Yeah. No, but the way it was, the way they were talking, it was like it weren't going to be beef in the music. So I think it's better that it's just blessed. And I think you need to show the youth them like we can talk and we can pacify certain things and keep it moving.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. But before we get into TV and film, I do want to do a little RIP. RIP to Dame Edna, a.k.a. Barry Humphreys. It probably should have been the other way around, to be honest. Barry Humphreys, the actual name, yes, Dame Edna. Yeah. But we all knew him as Dame Edna.
Yeah.
And it sounds mad. I thought he had gone a little while ago. I thought he hit the stairs a long time ago. I didn't even know they were still
about. I didn't think so. I just, you know, it's because it's just didn't hear from him, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
so
that's what that, I'm saying. Yeah, you don't hear from his outside of mind. I just thought,
yeah,
they're not around. And I did not realise that Dame Edna was Barry Humphries when Barry Humphries did that thing on, on GMTV or whatever, not GMTV.
But this morning with Dermot and Alison. Yeah.
I genuinely thought that person would be real, bruv.
Yeah, and it didn't even, because that's what I'm saying, when I saw the clip of it, I'm like, no way that was you all that time, innit? Because like, obviously we just, but to be fair, I don't even think I've seen Dame Edna as the real person.
I think, and Marlon, correct me if I'm wrong, when Dame Edna used to come on, was there bits where she was Dame Edna and the same guy in the same program, or have I mixed two programs up?
I can't remember, you know. I kind of remember seeing him as two characters, but I can't remember if it was...
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about me that says there was... I think there was two characters, but I definitely didn't... I didn't realise they were the same people.
And I think it's one of those ones, if you know, you know, innit? Because obviously we were kids, innit? So we're like... Yeah. Obviously, you kind of knew that, well, at some point, I'm thinking, woman? But then again, I would never think that his actual real person was...
Right. No, he was definitely... He was sick, man. Mm. And also, Len Goodman passed away today. The one from Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah,
man. So that's went to a seven.
Yes,
and that was his little thing, boy. He's a love saying seven, boy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so yeah, man. RIP them two, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, cool. Is there anything else been going on before we hit the TV shows?
Much. I know. CinemaCon is on, I think, in Las Vegas. So they're gonna probably announce all these things coming from different studios to present to cinema.
Okay.
And he's got their up DC, like Warner Brothers and stuff, Paramount. So it's interesting to see what's happening in a couple of days. I know they get a special screening of The Flash tomorrow.
Oh, is it? Tomorrow,
yeah. So I'm just gonna stay away from those reviews, man, those early reviews. Well, I don't watch reviews before I see the film anyway, but yeah. People that are gonna like whoever gets to be in that room, they're gonna see the whole film.
We need to be getting some invites to these things.
Oh, I know, man. You can imagine, like, just go like that will be buzzing, man. If that happens,
like, I need to know how to like get me hit these things up. Like, they need to be hitting up the marketing team of us and saying, yeah, you don't want to come do this, or whatever.
Yeah, some representation.
Representation for real, bro. No, that's sick though. That's sick. Yeah. I'd love to go see one of them shows. Oh yeah, it is. Warner Brothers special screen of The Flash. You know that's going to be one of them ones like when you go O2 to go watch a comedy show and everyone has to put their mobile phone in that bag, that Ziploc bag.
Straight, bro. Straight.
There'll be... It's like when I went to watch Air, we had a security guard in the cinema.
Yeah.
And he was walking up and down making sure that no one was doing like pirates and that, innit? But yeah. Okay, that's cool. That's sick. Alright. All right, well, Rich is not here, so we're not going to have a monologue this week, said the crowd. It wasn't said by me, it was said by the crowd. All right. But let's get into some power. So we had Power Book 2, Season 3, Episode 6. Rich did say that he didn't like this episode.
And yeah, I
think it's because he got too excited from last week. Like, there was too much that happened last week.
Yeah.
And it has to be a come down. You eat all that sugar, there has to be a...
You know, I know, yeah. And it's only episode 6, so it's like a little bit of a calm after the midway.
Do you know what it is? I really, really do like Tariq here, and I feel for him.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Tariq is... He genuinely just... He is just trying to get out of this game. He's trying to help everyone he wants to help. Like, I think now he just wants to be with his family. But obviously, he's still ghost, isn't it? So he will still do fuckeries.
Yeah.
But like, if imagine your best friends, or the two people that you've now come to almost class as family, they did you dirty.
We're talking about Effie and Braden.
Yeah, Effie and Braden. So we kind of had to just like almost de-link them.
Yeah. It was cold though, man. Like straight onto Diana, you know. And we just... Immediately, you know, like, something's going to happen immediately. They're not even giving it to, like, the next episode. It's like, straight away. It's like, yeah, Effie out. Like, someone always has to replace them, like, whether it's Lauren, Diana, Effie.
Yeah,
he's still in that love triangle.
Yeah, he was straight on rebound, though. Do you get me? He was straight on rebound. And the thing about it was, her boyfriend is an idiot.
Oh, what's the name? Diana's boyfriend.
Diana's boyfriend's an idiot. Like,
he's cheeky, you know.
You've known her for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But this is what I mean about your family. You got to start. What are you talking about? You don't know anyone from nowhere.
There's something about him that's shady. Like, I don't know if he's like some sort of undercover gangster or something that's infiltrated the family.
Possibly.
Or if he's literally just an arsehole, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, but I don't like him. It's like, where did he come from?
He's a swami.
Yeah.
He's swami, man. He's definitely swami.
But I was taken back at that opening sex scene. Because I thought it was just going to be some random girl. Like, okay, here we go. Like, maybe one of the main guys that are doing this thing. And it's like, hey, Diane, is that you? I was like, no. Like, I felt wrong to me, innit?
This is the issue with, like, power. Like, they are all adults, innit? But they're all young adults. So, really, you don't really want to be seeing any of them get down.
Oh, no.
Like, because, do you get me? You're the youngest one in the family. Like, you've been on this series for about 3 years. We've watched you grow. Like, we understand that you're an adult now, but really, we still remember you as the cute little one.
Yeah,
like, you shouldn't be sexing no one.
Maybe just we're just getting old, man. We have to start dealing with this now.
Brother, I don't want... Anyway, let's not think about it. But yes, that is. I'm also... Do you know who else I'm actually starting to like now?
Kane. Are you going to say... I knew he was going to say that.
I'm starting to like Kane as well, you know. I feel like I've got a lot of time for his character. He's not like the others, you know. Like his brother's rash. His brother just started a war for no reason.
Yeah, and he just started smiling after. Like, bro, that was the most how could I put it? Uncaring funeral I've ever seen. You know, like, I just thought, I'm like, we're supposed to feel for this person that's just gone, isn't it? Like, this is their dad and all that stuff, and it was just like. Yeah, they get you out, they drop the coffin, and it's just arguing. It's like, that's it. Yeah, Lorenzo's fully, he's just out of the picture now, man.
But, right, can we also take a time? Yeah. All right. So, Marlo, I know you don't watch Power, but I want you to imagine this. Yeah. So, the dad, Lorenzo's getting, it's his funeral. Yeah. He's been in and out of prison. He seemed to be like a big gangster. Yeah. Now, I was in the show towards the end. He's not because they just buoyed him off. But he's a gangster. Yeah. In this funeral, you have FBI agents, yeah? Yeah? You have them in the funeral, yeah? They're sitting there watching what's going on, yeah? Then you have the Russians. Is it Russians?
Yeah, it's Russians.
Just come outside when you're taking the coffin out and do shootout. I'm talking shootout. So you end up dropping the coffin. You're standing behind cars firing back. And at no point have the FBI agents, the CIA agents, anybody said anything. Like, you're having a full out shoot outside, bro. No police.
Do you know I thought he was gonna mention the one of the gangsters I don't know that was trying to move to Monet in the wake bit. Like, yeah, if you need taken care of, I'm like, like
imagine that your boyfriend or your husband is not even in the ground, man are moving to you. At your husband's funeral.
In front of the sons as well, that will clearly take you out quite easily, like in their grief. Do you know what I mean?
They were moving mad. They were moving mad.
I had to start laughing because I thought, who's writing this, man?
Yeah, they were moving mad.
It's mad though, because that kind of stuff actually happens in the States.
They're moving to. Yeah.
No, like I've seen stories where like gangs, like rival gangs, been like they've had funerals and then the rival gang will come in and literally take the body out. Run out with it somewhere, like it's madness, like no thought for the family. So yeah, that doesn't even surprise me that 50 Cent.
Well, I suppose that's when people are their most vulnerable, isn't it? So it's like now's the time to attack it.
Literally run in the church, take the coffin, run out, take it somewhere, defile the body or whatever they're doing. It's crazy.
It's mad. So, I remember there was a couple of months ago. I think it was early this year, maybe to be fair. There was that shooting at that funeral, like near Camden.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so it was like a proper one, like near Camden, King's Cross. they had like a proper shootout outside the funeral. I think they've eventually arrested the guys or whatever, but it's all mad. It's all mad. But do you think Effie's going to get together with
Kane? Yeah, something's like, I think something's been brewing up there for a while now. Like, just a tension, man. Like, they had something. I can't really see it, but I suppose I'll make it happen.
But I think Monet may have to go this week. This season, you know.
Really? You think she...
Love Mary J. Blige. You know I love Mary J. Blige. But the fact that her kids are going to find out that she was part of this, they would never forgive her.
Yeah.
They will never forgive her.
But what's it? But Kane knows, no?
Kane knows everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Kane don't care. It's the other two.
Yeah.
And I also think Kiki's a little bit rude. Like, she's a bit feisty. Like, but when she's saying, we can clean the drug money, but I want to cut.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. When do these people think they're not messing with gangsters?
Yeah, because you don't respect Braden, isn't it?
No,
she doesn't
respect Braden.
It's a bit of the clown, isn't it?
She doesn't respect Braden. But I think that's why, do you see when I think Tariq is really clever? Because I think Tariq got them to follow him, yeah?
Yeah.
So that he could get the grandma out of town.
Yeah. For real. That's true. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think he did it on purpose so that the grandma, he was never going to go with the grandma, but the grandma can now go to the mum and the daughter.
Yeah. Speaking of Braden, though, I think, because he was the one that was talking to him, like, basically kind of saying, look, people are taking you for religion, innit? And you've got to, like, step up. And I think it's probably, I predict that he might turn against Tariq, you know? And Tariq might end up killing him or something. But not by, like, choice, but just by, I don't know, I'm probably thinking of a wild scenario there, but
I hope not.
Someone's going to get into Braden's head and he's going to do something out of his comfort zone and it would be his demise, isn't it?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. And also, Diane, guys, sorry, you see when Diane, she did the drug drop here?
Yeah.
And the camera caught her?
Yeah.
Bro, you can't look up. That wasn't a small camera. That wasn't a hidden camera. That was like a hello, you're in Westfield, and this camera's there for everyone's security. Yeah, so I think, she's not serious, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We've got another 4 episodes. We'll see what's going on with that.
Yeah.
All right. This week, or last week, sorry, we spoke about...
Sorry, Nick. How many seasons deep is Power M? Is it BMF?
No, so BMF. This...
So Burn Money Plus BFM.
Yeah, so original Power had 6 seasons. Power Book 2, which is the one with Tariq, it's on its 3rd season. You've got Power Book 3, which is Raising Kanan, has 2 seasons. And then Power Book 4, which is Tommy's one.
Yeah, Force.
Force, which has got 1 season. And BMF has 2 seasons.
I was considering maybe something, but...
No, but the thing is, like, for example, if you to watch Power Book 2, for example, you don't have to watch all the others. It helps to watch all of them, just so you can understand the universe. But, like, Power Book 3, Raising Kanan, is like a prequel, so you don't have to even watch that, to be honest.
Yeah.
And Power, watching the original Power... kind of just sets you off because you find out who some of the characters are. You know who Tariq is. You know who... what's my man's name? The
Sax.
You know who Sax is. You'll know who Omar is. Is it Omar? You know, I'm talking about the politician.
Councilman Tate.
Councilman Tate, yeah.
Yeah.
Councilman Tate. So those kind of things. But I don't know. Like, I went back and watched The Whole of Mandalorian, so anything is worth watching. You know what I mean?
But seven episodes a season? It's not.
I think these. Too hard. Yeah, I think there's about 10 episodes a season, give or take. Between 8 and 10.
Well, for Powers. Powers is always 10, man.
Yes, 10.
Yeah.
And I think they're quite quick. If you watch them back to back, they're quite quick.
Yeah, I might start it because like
I think if you like it and you start you start enjoying it, you're probably just bound to just binge it. But this shit ain't for me.
It's old. It's you know, like it's trash TV, isn't it? That gangster stuff. It's, I mean, it's not real, but it's funny. It's banterous.
Yeah.
We had Obsession that came out on Netflix, which is a 4-part series starring Charlie Murphy, Richard Armitage, which was a weird one. It was a weird series, 4 episodes, without ruining too much. You have a normal family. He's a doctor. He's a renowned surgeon.
Yeah, they ain't normal with that house.
Yeah, well, he's a renowned surgeon. I mean, like, I think one of his, the only time you ever see him do surgery is like, he separates the conjoining twins.
Yeah.
And they both live. But it looks like he has a loving wife, loving house. He has a son, and the son gets a new girlfriend. And then he wants to introduce the new girlfriend to the family or what have you. But somehow the girlfriend meets the dad and they look at each other lustfully. And then before you know it, all hell breaks loose. And I will just say this, and I'm going to go on record and say it. The dad is a wrong'un.
Yeah.
In every sense of the word.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I can understand it a fair bit. Obviously, that's the whole premise. And it's like, all right, yeah, it's your son, whatever. Like, but the rest of it, like you're talking about, yeah, it's a weird, really strange behavior.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Did you watch him, Marlon? Okay. It was just, yeah, it was weird, man. Like, I just felt like you can't, obviously, a fair is a fair, man is man, woman is woman, whatever. Yeah. But you can't covet something that, you know, like there was no need for him to be moving like that around the woman.
Yeah.
For him to have traveled to France knowing that she's gone away with your son, yeah? If you just turn up at the yard, like, you're moving mad.
Yeah. It was weird. It was weird. I mean, obviously, them two, Charlie Murphy and Richard Armitage, are the main characters, isn't it? But they were just so, like, self-centered.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't like any of them. Like, they just felt like really, yeah, it's just about us and no one else matters. Mm. Like, in the most worst times, no one else matters in the show, sort of thing.
And it's like, they had a little, like, because they're doing their thing, they had a little kind of bondage thing, like,
yeah,
man likes to tie her up and all these things. Maybe he doesn't do these with his wife or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I hear it, like, you're scratching an itch that hasn't been scratched before.
Yeah.
But he was moving mental. He was moving, like, he can have his wife, have her, but the son can't have nothing. Tell me something that he doesn't know. What? Like, who does that? You've got
the thing is, to be fair, he could have gotten away with a lot of stuff in there if he just followed the rules that she set out. Like, look, don't come when, like, come when I ask you to, like, not in a sexual way, like literally show up, like, when I text you, whatever. It would just be like, nah, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do and then look what happens, isn't it? Like,
yeah, but
it's weird, you know, because I would have thought that it would have been a woman that was
obsessed.
But it's interesting the way they've done it, like, hey, this is where it's going.
Yeah, he was fully obsessed with her. He's fully obsessed, and I thought it was just a random thing. Like, the wife, she's all right. She wanted to do stuff with him. It's not that the wife was trying to, like, withhold certain things. The wife was fully on trying to enjoy life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's true. She weren't out of order to or nothing. She was just cool, wasn't it? Cool wife, like, done nothing wrong. But it's weird, though, like, what you mentioned about him, he's being a renowned surgeon. It's like, yeah, that was it. It's like, literally, you've done that, and there was no surgeonist things going on, like, which kind of just didn't do anything for his character.
Yeah, he didn't go back to work. He didn't, you know, like, it became his life. And maybe that's just the way that they've made the show. But I would have liked to him to think, like, actually, there are times where you've got to say to my girl, look, I can't be with you around today. I've actually got a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we just pick up on the fact that Murph said, you know, I forgot. Never mind.
Surgeonist.
That's it.
I made it up. Just for today. I didn't think anyone would
Sorry.
But yeah, it's an erotic thriller.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I want to see what it's like on Gogglebox. I want to see that. Like, you know, like there's certain things I'm like, yeah, I need to see how this plays out on Gogglebox.
Yeah, that would be so funny, man.
Because there are definitely certain scenes that it would make you uncomfortable if you're watching it with the family. You know, like if the mum's in the room or that's just randomly, you're like, oh, damn. Like,
I saw bare memes about it as well. That's the thing. Like, bare memes to say, yeah, don't watch this in front of your mum or parents or this.
Yeah. It's one of them old school ones.
Like Fatal Attraction.
Yeah. But it's not even is it as bad as Fatal Attraction? I don't know. Maybe because we were young.
What Fatal Attraction are you
talking
about?
Come on, that's Michael Douglas did not muck about.
Over the sofa. On the sofa bit.
Everywhere in the elevator, like everywhere. Like, I remember not knowing what was going to happen in the living room with parents.
I need to see that film.
That started happening.
I've not seen that film.
I think it's one of them timeless kind of classics. Good film.
The thing is, I don't understand how you man got to watch it anyway at that age.
I couldn't tell you. I remember mom saying, turn around. Like, face the wall.
Did you know? All right, just slightly going off topic. Like, I remember, like, even now, yeah? Like, if I go to my mum's, yeah? Even if I'm watching Power, for example, at my mum's house, she's watching Power, whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
And then it comes a sex scene, yeah? You're like, oh, for goodness sake. Like, you now have to pretend you're so not interested. You're like, this. Wait, what's the news like tomorrow still? Like, BBC. So, bruv, everything, I'm looking at everything but the TV.
When that happens, yeah, my mum will turn around, I'm gone. Get me? I'm a stage exit left, bro.
No, and the worst thing is like, where it is, like, I'll be sitting, the door's clean on the other side of the room. Like, I can't even pretend like I'm leaving. So I'm just like, start playing games on my phone, just like, just properly not interested.
Bro, I just remember, like, my brother and me and my cousin was watching Monsters Ball, innit? And but like my dad was just present. He was just finished work. He just come. He just like joined us watching it in his cinema. But the bit came where Halle Berry's having sex with
Billy Bob.
Just like big man, and them two, like my cousin, like they're older than me. So they're proper giggling like little children. And I was like, and my dad was just there seeing his food. Like, this is I'm gone. It was so awkward.
Nice. They're
just busting up, man.
I ain't gonna lie, I think that was a real scene.
Boy.
I think that's why she got her Grammy. It was a real sex scene. I've watched a documentary where a certain A-list actor say some sex scenes are actual sex scenes.
Really?
Crazy, yeah. If I can find the thing, years ago, if I can find it, I'll send it to the group.
And I guess...
Yeah, I think that was real. That looked too real to me.
I guess for realism, like someone probably is like, should we just whatever, innit?
Yeah, you tell me there's no actors that let's just do it, make it real for the film.
What was I watching like? Yeah, no, yeah, it's one of the Israeli film series on that it was a series about making a sex film. So like the actors were actually brilliant. So yeah, interesting.
I'm them things there for me are funny. Was that Fowler? Was that one?
No,
that's the one on Channel 4, I think that was.
I remember it's on Apple TV. I really can't remember the name, you know. That's it, Losing Alice, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
Losing Alice. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, I liked it, man.
Okay.
I've liked that actress ever since she played the man's mom. Basically.
Oh, so you was watching it for other purposes?
Yeah, yeah.
Research purposes.
Whoever she met, so I watched. And she was Vanessa in Daredevil, Vin's girlfriend or fiance. Vanessa.
Okay. All right, but yeah, Obsession. Watch it. Let us know what you think. I think it's a bit weird, but yeah, you might like it.
You recommend it, innit? And Murphy. It's something. Because
I don't know if it's your bag, man, but it's very quick, longest episode's 46 minutes. That's the longest.
It won't take long to watch, but you leave it thinking, like, even the last episode, everything that happens, you think to yourself, like, Sivs, and that's what it is. You don't like the main characters, and that's why you're a little bit like, nah, that's long, bruv.
I didn't even realize that Charlie Murphy was in all these other things, like Peaky Blinders,
yeah,
Halo, as well. Like, yeah, because I only just I recently watched Halo, isn't it? So that was good,
man. Halo's good, man. Yeah. Halo's good.
But just going back, sorry, I know we don't like going back, but I just did a little Google search. 75 real sex scenes in movies, 10 movies where the stars actually had sex. I'm telling you, I believe our sister is one of these stars.
maybe they, and that's what it is, you know, like
some rewarded for it as well.
I sure hope they were both single at the time.
What? Well, it's work.
It's true, though.
What did you do at work? Oh, boy, do you know what I mean?
you knew the risks.
Yeah, but I got the bag.
You remember that movie where Jada Pinkett had to take Will Smith to a private viewing of the film because of the sex scene in it? Like, it was so erotic or whatever it was, she didn't want him to see it, like, with the main audience. So, again, I don't know if that was another real one, but it was. I think it was, remember Leon, the actor.
Yeah, which one was
goodbye?
Which film was?
I think
James Reno.
I want to say the film where the four sisters are robbers. What was that called?
Oh, Set It Off.
Set It Off.
Maybe. I don't even know if they were together.
I don't remember.
Maybe it wasn't that film, but it was a film that, yeah. Anyway, just.
Did you say the guy from Leon, wasn't it? Yeah.
No, his name's Leon. I think the black
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I know one of her earlier roles, which was had a sex scene, which when I was younger, I used to get rewound a lot, was the one in Jason's Lyric.
Maybe.
In the field. That one got rewound a lot.
Alan Payne, isn't it? That's what Jason's Lyric.
I don't know, bro. I just remember
the one that was in CB4. Yeah, not CB4, New Jack City. Sorry.
New Jack City. I just remember got rewound.
Oh, you're not.
Anyway, never mind. Let's stop talking about that. Right. All right, we had a season finale of Mandalorian. All right, Mandalorian season 3, episode 8. Thoughts? A lot of stuff happened in this one.
It did, yeah. I liked it for its action and everything. It was, I probably loved the aerial combat with DeLoreans and a saber being used in the air. I've never seen a any form of lightsaber or darksaber being used in aerial combat. That was a nice touch. But a lot of people didn't like this finale, man. In fact, a lot of people didn't like the whole season.
A lot of people are saying that really it should have been Bo-Katan featuring the Mandalorian.
Yeah. It's like I don't know what Star Wars is like. They have a habit of just making their main characters sidelines, isn't it?
Like, bro, I think it's so sick. Like, yeah. It's just their thing, isn't it? It's just like, it could be named after you, but at some point you're going to be a background character.
And the thing is, I think the Boba Fett one bothered me because Boba Fett is a character on his own. Like, we've known Boba Fett for years. Whereas Din Djarin is like kind of the silent type, really. Do you know what I mean? And he's very minimal dialogue for him himself. Like, to me, it kind of feels like, okay, I'm about any hard R. That is assisting the main factions, so like whether I have to help the Mandalorians or whether I have to help the Jedi return, you know, Grogu back, whatever. But he just seems to be, he is kind of a side character in his own story, really.
Yeah, definitely more so in this season.
Yeah.
It's a complete 360 from like how he was from season one and two, bad man. Like, you'd be scared of the Mandalorian now. Like, he's got Grogu saving him. What's her name?
Bo-Katan
saved him again. Like, go and save your boy. And then, sorry, I don't know if we're here yet, but all the talk, all the seasons leading up to the Black Saber or the Dark Saber.
Yeah.
And this is gone.
I
don't get it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Like them Imperial, I think they're Imperial troopers, the ones in red. Look how they just mash up that guy in the previous one. They killed him so easily, and then Grogu's just jumping around and seriously, you guys are embarrassing me, man. Like, they couldn't even get him, innit?
Like, if he ran around that like once, okay, cool. But he ran around it like 8 times. Like, it just kept going and going. Yeah,
you feel that actually, like, you know, you do something, you got it, like, and let's take this thing down and just. Then, you know, just a little critter, isn't it? Like, it's bad. Obviously, Din's a father now, isn't it? what's his name? Din Grogu.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Grogu.
Yeah, so now, yeah. Do you know what? From that episode now, basically his name's Jar and Din. His name there, I guess his surname just comes first, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because if Grogu's Din Grogu, then...
It's like I said, for me, it definitely has changed from season one, where, like I said, first season, he was sick, and it was just about him doing... He didn't care. He was just about the check.
Side missions, isn't it? Yeah.
Just about the check, where now he probably does care. You did good, kid. Like, he's like a dad now. He's a family man.
Yeah.
Like, he's not on the roads anymore. He's like a family man. He just wants to settle down, do his stuff, come back, watch EastEnders, and his life is good.
I'll do missions, but, like, you know, like, be specific missions now.
Yeah, and I'm not getting too far. I need to be back in time. Do you know what I mean? That's what it is, like. I've got to pick him up from back from school. that's the kind of man that he's moving like now.
Man done a Thanos at the end, boy. He's got his little heart jittery, like. Just watching, watching a great universe, bro.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know where we're gonna go season four.
Yeah, because John Favreau has written it already.
So I don't know if it's gonna move on to the other, like Mandalorians. Like, do you know what I mean? In that sense, are we gonna stick with this one character?
You know, it's weird. You know, I feel like seeing too many Mandalorians is just. It's weird. It's like I preferred it when they were just kind of mysterious and like maybe one or two at a time, because even just seeing them celebrating, it's like, all right, let's have a drink and soup, and it's like because you start thinking about more about their lives, like how do they sleep? They just sleep with that helmet on, or like, you know,
I don't know. Remember, they all separate.
Do they even kiss each other? Just dum dum. Like, it's mad, bro.
How do you breed more Mandalorians?
I mean, that part I can understand, but it's like, do you do it with a helmet on?
it's pretty biased, man. Pretty biased. How do I know it's you?
I will say, though, I'm not sure I understand the hype with a certain man and Bo-Katan. That rhymed. Because there's a sister in the show that fights alongside Bo-Katan. That's a lot. For me, that's the one I'm like. You know, there's a certain man, Kel and Rich. I think they're feeling Bo-Katan in it. They're like a little crush. But have you seen the sister that's in it? Like,
I think so, yeah. I have seen.
How are we skipping past her when anyway?
No, you're talking about the one that's going to have her own show.
No, that's Ahsoka.
No, it's talking about both. I remember seeing
there's another Mandalorian. And
she weren't even like, was she part of that crew where she fought that guy? So like, and then he joined her at the end, like that British guy, I think. Because obviously she had her helmet off, innit? So I noticed that.
I'm saying these men are talking about Bo-Katan and this chick's right next to her. I don't get it, but anyway, you know.
People like what they like.
Yes, yeah, right. You're using the eyes.
Of the eyes, but what's happening with Gideon? Is Gideon dead or is he not dead? And is he?
We ain't seen a body, man. So I know he might have used. He doesn't have force power. Yeah, he just screamed. He might have just opened up a hatch and fell through or something. Who knows? I wouldn't be surprised if we're still alive.
I wouldn't be surprised either, but I just feel like, let's see, there must be someone else.
Someone put a meme like, this guy's just always getting blown up in his things, isn't it? Yeah. Freaking bad, isn't it, as well?
Yeah. All right, but on a whole, would you recommend Mandalorian to the general public? The general man?
Yeah.
With an emphasis on one and two, or like Mandalorian as a whole, emphasis on one and two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, season four might, you know, pick up a bit more, but I would recommend at least season one and two.
That's the thing. He's a good character, you know, but I think as a series, I think in fact, if anything that's come out of Star Wars in recent years, he seems to be the Mandalorian TV show seems to be the most popular thing. So I think people are especially disappointed that the first season wasn't as good. Because when you think about The Mandalorian, I mean, I don't know if he's part of Star Wars canon, to be fair, in the first place, but he's a character that nobody knew, and everyone's kind of thinking, he's a new Boba Fett. Well, we don't need a Boba Fett now. Mandalorian, do you know what I mean? But, it's one of these characters that are just completely new to us that worked. Whereas, like, you know, you had the Obi-Wan series, that was the letdown. Andor's still good, But I think Andor's just a completely different tone to what we're used to in it. It's dubbed Star Wars for growing up. But yeah.
All right, well, yeah. That's Mandalorian. Hopefully season 4 should be coming out next year. Yeah, I'm assuming next year. I don't think it'll be this year.
No.
Merv, you put something in the group I thought was a chick flick. I was rather not going to watch it at all, but it wasn't a chick flick. Or it was a chick flick, and maybe that, I don't know if that's offensive. If it's offensive, I apologize. It was a chick flick for, I think, probably the first 15 minutes. And yeah, then very quickly it became an action film.
Yeah, action, romance, comedy, whatever you want to call it.
And that was Ghosted.
Mm.
Ghosted, that's out on Netflix.
Apple TV,
my bad. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I'm flopping up the show. It's Monday, you know. I don't, you know, like how they, I just, that's not with the program today. On Apple TV.
Yeah. Is that the guy from Captain America?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
I will say this. I thought the cameos that came in it was like, rah, that's it. That's my
it's
man.
Wild, isn't it?
It was wild cameos. Yeah. Wild cameos.
Yeah.
And that was almost the best things that happened in the film.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah. Like, it wasn't no groundbreaking. Because I didn't watch any trailers for it. I mean, I might have saw a couple of shots, but I don't know. Don't want to watch anything. I just want to know what it's about. But then I was like, okay, yeah. Because it all happened quite quickly at the beginning, didn't it? And I thought, okay, if it's called Ghosted, okay. So.
I felt like this was a modern twist on Mr. and Mrs. Is it Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah. That's what I feel.
I feel it was a modern twist on that.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like it's not something we haven't seen before.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely done this. I've seen this film many times.
Sorry, Matt, go on.
Yeah.
No, go on.
I haven't watched it, but from the trailer, it looked like it was like a role reversal. I don't know.
Yes. That's what it was.
Okay.
It was definitely a role reversal in the sense of
he's probably the damsel in distress kind of thing.
Yeah, as opposed to the other way around.
Yeah, she's the savior kind of, yeah.
Yeah, she's saving him.
More work, Hollywood.
It's totally what Hollywood will always be woke at the moment. But like I think, like I said, you get you had Anthony Mackie come in for about 3 minutes. You had Ryan Reynolds come in for a few minutes. Like, I just had these random cameos.
And Sebastian Stan as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. The trio were back together.
Yeah. Like I said, for me, it was a good film. Like, when I finished watching it yesterday, Jen came, like, you know, like, she was, like, going, and she sort of ended up standing there watching the last 20 minutes. I was like, oh, that's a good film. I was like, well, that's all right.
it wouldn't be one to watch. Like, I wouldn't be in a rush watching it.
No, I wouldn't, definitely not. Yeah. And like I said, like me and Merv was talking about before, Ana de Armas has been in 3 films with Chris Evans, which I didn't realise.
Who?
The main
okay,
character.
Yeah.
She's been a few films with him. I didn't realise until afterwards. Yeah, it was all right. I thought it was Adrian Brody was the
Yeah, Adrian Brody, yeah.
Yeah, he was the baddie. I don't know why I keep using the word like baddie. But he was.
He seems to be like, yeah, Adrian Brody. What have I seen him in recently that he was not a baddie, but just an asshole? That's it. It was one of those Midnight Express films or Midnight. No, was it? It was one of those murder mystery kind of programs. I can't remember which one it was. That's it. See How They Run.
Okay, See How They Run.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that had what's her name? Saoirse Ronan. Ah, she was Hannah Bailey. You know the actress that played Hannah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was her and Sam Rockwell.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, like I said, I think for what it was good.
Mm.
It was good. It was all right for what it was. There's a few things that are coming out that I want to watch or have even come out. There's a new series, I think, on Netflix. While I'm thinking, I'll get up on my thing. It was a new series, The Something. That doesn't help anybody, you know.
Not this, but on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, The Diplomat.
I swear I saw that show up as well, you know.
The Diplomat. I think that's in top 10 at the moment, The
Yeah.
Diplomat. I spoke to you a lot about the program with Kiefer Sutherland,
The Rabbit Hole.
Rabbit Hole.
Yeah. I watched the first episode of that today, you know.
It's
I'm
all right.
proper intrigued, bro. I'm
It's
intrigued.
I think the thing is, I think
Yeah.
both of you will like it. I
Yeah,
think
no, I liked
you
it
will
straight
like it,
away.
Marlon,
Yeah.
because it's conspiracy theorists times like 100. Yeah. Times 100, yeah. I feel you'll proper like it. And for whatever reason, like I said, Merv, especially because a man you've never watched 24, yeah. This is
I haven't
Sutherland.
either, you know.
You know, you ain't watched 24 ever.
You know,
I've got
I
the
was
box
thinking
set. I've
today,
actually got the
actually.
box set and I've just never watched it.
I was
Bro.
thinking, I feel like I've kind of disrespected Kiefer Sutherland, you know,
Bro,
because
he is a big actor in these kind of
he's
things.
yeah,
Big
Designated
actor.
Survivor,
Bruv.
24.
I've
I've
never
not
watched
seen any of
anything
them.
that he's been in that's not been good.
Not, I
That's
think,
what that's my thing.
yeah, I think the only thing I
All the way
remember
back to
watching,
Lost Boys.
yeah, that's it. Lost, I think Lost Boys. I'm sure I've watched something with him after Lost Boys, but that's the one that's out to me.
Yeah, what's that? Is it Sleepers or that film where like they take turns to kill themselves for an hour or something and then they come back? Don't know if you've seen that.
No.
They go into this weird, but that's another sick film. I think that's Kiefer
Someone
Sutherland.
told me about that.
Yeah, I
Someone's.
think it's called. I might have the wrong name. I'll look into it and I'll send you a
Batman.
link for not a link. I'll give you the title. But yeah, he's had some ridiculous movies.
Ridiculous, bro. Ridiculous. Like, I
Yeah.
think he's a sick, sick actor, but especially when it comes to these type of shows,
Oh, Mirrors, of course. Yeah, Mirrors also.
he's fully in his bag when it comes to these shows, yeah. But like I said, for me, Jack Bauer, bruv, oh, bruv. I can watch 24 again, as much as I don't think it's The Wire for me, but I will every so often watch 24 from day one to day eight all over again.
You know what it is with 24? I just found it a bit weird because like the whole season is based on one day in it, obviously 24. Like how can so much happen every hour of your day? Like when you think of how many seasons are there, and
Eight
literally an
seasons, eight
hour of
seasons.
your day is drama. It just didn't sit well with me. That
No,
doesn't
but
make sense. Like it's one day that's taken 24 weeks to watch one day, and every day there's a shootout or there's this and
no, but
every
the
hour.
yeah, but also some, you know what it is, it's not like you're not just watching Jack Bauer for 24 hours. Like you'll be watching Jack Bauer, boop, 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 and then the next 5 minutes you might be looking at the protagonist, the baddies, they're doing their thing. You get to kind of pitch everything together. Like, and then we see Jack Bauer interrogating man, like it's sick. Nice, because I was scared of 24 because I thought this whole concept is stupid. When it first came out on Sky, or whatever, I wasn't on it. It was only afterwards I started watching that. I said, no, this is sick.
Yeah, I might have to go back to that as well.
Yeah, that was sick. Did
Actually,
any of you
look
watch?
at,
Did any of you
yeah.
watch Touch? I think that was a series that me and Kel watched. It was a Touch. It was done by Tim Kring, but it was a Jack Sutherland one, yeah. But it was one
Yeah.
of them ones where they only had it for like 2 seasons and it locked off, and I got upset. Because it wasn't getting the ratings in America, but they locked it off because they weren't getting the ratings.
Okay.
And his son had this special thing. He was like autistic, but
Yeah.
like he had like some special, not special powers, but he could do certain things.
I remember, I didn't see it, but I remember it coming on. So,
Yeah.
yeah. Now, just as I'm looking at his IMDb, I've seen quite a few of his things, you know, still. I forgot that he was the voice in Phone Booth as well, the one with Colin Farrell.
Phone Booth
Yeah,
was
he
a
was,
big film.
everyone was.
But I didn't know he was British.
Yeah,
Kiefer Sutherland.
yeah, he says he's British
He's
Canadian.
British Canadian. I think
Oh, okay.
his dad is proper Canadian, but he was born here.
Oh,
And then
okay.
he
I
went,
mean, the
I think,
name Sutherland, that's a very,
and then he went back to America or Canada, whatever it is. His dad is, hold on, who is his dad? Because
Donald
it's
Sutherland.
Donald
Yeah.
Sutherland.
But I was shocked when I found that out. I fully found that out in full adulthood, you know. Like, do you know what I mean? I was like, no, like, yes, of course, they got the same surname, duh. Like, and yeah, they even look like each other to some degree. So
They
I'm
do kind of, as he's getting older as well, Kiefer.
like, yeah.
It's
But
called
yeah,
Flatliners, by the way.
Flatliners.
Yeah, watch it, boys.
All right, Flatliners.
So, like,
Yes.
it's like he's their medical students. There's like
I'm
maybe
sure I've seen
eight
it.
of them,
I
and
have seen
like
it.
he does
Right,
this
isn't it?
experiment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Night.
They have to go down. They go downstairs into the thing. Yes, I have seen it. I
Yes.
think. Yeah, I've seen it. That's a
I mean,
good.
it's
Oh yeah,
that
and
good though.
Stand
You can
By
watch it
Me.
again. Sick
Stand By
film.
Me was into.
No, I'm telling you, Keith Hart, shout him out, bro. But he's like I said, whenever he hits the stairs, like you know that he's got a good legacy behind him, man. Some good solid piece of work. All right, before we bounce, is there anything else that people should be watching?
Just wanted to say, Star Trek's Picard ended. Did you watch it, Marlon?
Well, sorry, you go. I'm gonna take my headphones off in case you ruin it for me because I haven't
Oh, you
watched
haven't
it.
watched it yet?
Yeah, nah. So I forgot I was watching. That's what I was gonna say.
No, I'm
But
not even gonna spoil it. But what I'm saying, like, I don't know. Are you watching season three at the moment?
nah, I'm on. Nah, I'm way at the
Bro,
beginning. Like,
listen,
started
listen,
again.
listen. I'll be real with you. Yeah? If you're a Star Wars fan, or you just love not Star Wars, Star Trek.
Star
Sorry,
Trek. I'm with you.
if you love Star Trek, after watching these whole three seasons, you don't be needed to watch season one and two at all. Just jump onto season three straight away. That's all you need.
Okay.
Like season one and two, I don't know what they're trying to do,
Yeah, so
but
that's setting up a story, isn't it? Because
I went on
it's
it, innit?
slow.
Yeah, but and I thought because I know like a lot of critics and everyone's like, no, but season three really just fixes the whole mess of the seasons one and two, and I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try. Not much, I'm like, still a bit of things, but the way this just wrapped it up nicely, I just thought, oh, I was getting emotional, bro. It was nice, man. Like, so it's a
He's
fun.
more adult like than the old Star Trek we used to watch. It just feels like it's for more of a mature audience, even though Star Trek was for a mature audience anyway.
I disagree. I'd say it's more for. I mean, I don't know who they're making, I feel like Star Trek has always been for the kind of sophisticated science fiction fan.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I don't
Yeah.
know, maybe because it's now in 2023 that obviously Star Trek is mad old. It just seemed more. It
Yeah,
just
it's
seemed
like you but for me, Star Trek has never been about action. It's just been about sophisticated problem solving, intelligent conversation. And just different scenarios. I'm thinking, yeah, this, and that was me when I was younger. And I thought I appreciated it then. So, and this one's like kind of just a bit all over the like. I think the Picard series, particularly, I think I enjoyed Discovery a lot better than I thought I would. And also Strange New Worlds as well. That was really good. So yeah,
So many.
hopefully, yeah. But yeah, I'd say yeah, like. If you, I mean, by all means, watch the seasons one and two if you want, but I say you don't need.
All right, no, cool. Because I keep falling asleep. It's mad slow, like I said. So,
Bruv,
you know what it is? I have to
yeah.
laugh at those things because, bruv, I've been there, bruv. Every time, bruv, there's certain shows that every time I'll be falling asleep in exactly the same part every time.
Yeah.
Like,
Hate
I'm
that,
not,
man.
I hate, you know, like, you try to rewind it a little bit further back so you can, like, get into it. You might just fast forward the bit you fell asleep and you'll be all right.
Oh yeah, also watched that Power Rangers movie that came on Netflix.
Yes, I haven't seen it, but I saw you think it's all right.
Why, Merv? Why?
No, I had to, man. Look, look.
But is it an actual Power Rangers movie or is it like an like a ode
Oh,
to?
it feels like a long episode of the original.
Okay.
But do you know what it is? I think they were trying to just do like a tribute to the
Trini.
actress that played Trini and also Jason David Frank, like Green Ranger, Tommy the Green Ranger. But do you know what? Like, they knew what they were doing. This is it's still the same cheesiness, still the same bad acting. Obviously, when we were younger, we appreciated it because we were younger. But
Have they got an
it's like
oomph?
it's worse than the original. Like when it comes to the acting and things like that. And I'm just like, why did? I would have preferred that they just made a documentary. Like,
Okay.
because obviously the only actors who were available were Billy and Zach, and like the newer ones like Rocky, Adam, and Kat. Was the name Kat? Yeah, her name was Kat, I think.
Yeah.
The
So
Australian Pink
is Zach
Ranger.
still the Black Ranger?
Yeah, but it's weird because he was a Black Ranger. Kimberly was in it, but she wasn't really in it. It just had a helmet on the whole time and captured. Same as Tommy as well. Like, obviously he couldn't be in it. They did show the tribute to like but I just felt like no just do a documentary because Jason wasn't in it like and Kimberly the actress that played Amy Jo Johnson. No man, obviously that the two that died obviously you can't do nothing about that, but I'm like it's when you're making a kind of reunion kind of comeback thing, it's just not the same when everyone's not in it.
And is it, sorry, now I'm just being nosy, like,
Yeah.
because I watch myself. Is it Which Power Rangers is it? Which kind of Zords is it? Is it like them?
Yeah, maybe it's like the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, speaking of which, so it wasn't like a man in a suit this time, it was CGI, innit?
Okay.
But it was terrible CGI. And the Megazord looked like he just got in the nuts, bruv, like so hard that his foot was just high, innit? Like, it seemed so weird, innit? Like, I thought, nah. It was only 55 minutes. I'm like, this is just.
Oh, it's only 55 minutes?
Yeah.
It's like an episode, basically.
Yeah, it was just a long episode. Even Rita Repulsa wasn't it. But she was metal robot Rita Repulsa, so the actual actress wasn't there.
Okay.
So she said, like, I just thought, like, just do a documentary. Just do a documentary about your time. And like, I would have loved that instead. Like, there was no need to make this random film. But yeah.
All right. No, you know me. I'll give it a go. I'll give anything a go.
Yeah.
Not everything a go. Pause.
Watch it with the kids. Show them the cheese.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys. Rich, Kel. You ain't here. It's episode 187.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Yeah, man.
Peace. Anything you want to say to them, man?
Enjoy your week. Later. Enjoy life.
Yeah. No rent this week. No rent this week, Marlon.
No. I'm good. I'm good this week. I'm good.
Marlon seems happy and smiley, man.
I'm good. I'm a little upset. Yeah, I kind of put a light up. I watched last pod. I was like, right, you can't even see me. So yeah.
All right, guys, episode 187.
Watch Lost.
Peace. Watch.